Welcome to The Making of You. I'm Alexandria, founder of The Mastery Project and Your Transformation Hub, and now this podcast. This series is dedicated to harnessing your unique potential, the understandings, the tools for purpose and personal empowerment, and having fun becoming the architect of your own life. Okay, so today is episode 9. Let's get into it. 5 ways uncertainty is more helpful than you think. Okay, right then. Well, let's get into it. Number 1, biggest issue with uncertainty is perception. So what do I mean by that? Well, we are often dedicated in our lives to looking at risk and checking out the impact of risk, but we don't necessarily have a perception that's unified. So we're looking at things being good or things being bad, and that can miss out a whole lot of glorious technicolor in the middle, simply because we're being quite black and white in our perception. So number 1 is, change your perception about uncertainty, change how you view it, and then you're going to see how it can be actually very useful. Now, way back in the 16th, 17th, 18th century, science started to become very important in our society, but also it started to get very excited about measuring physical form and the measurements that we make with the science we can see. So what we could see became very reliable, all right, and form in general became very reliable. And this is often why we see uncertainty as bad or as potentially bad, simply because it's immaterial. We can't see it. So the first point I'd like to make with uncertainty is, can you not see it as a form you don't know, but can you see it as energy? All right. Now, this is one of the greatest perception shifts that we can all make, because it's taking us out of our heads, which asks a lot of questions, and putting us into our hearts with the infinite capability and flow of energy to answer our questions. So the nature of uncertainty is simply a flow of energy, and the heart is full of that energy too, as is the greater universe, as is our physical world that surrounds us. It's all built from the same energy. So it's our limited self that hangs out in the office of the mind, all right, that wants to encourage us to be in fearful consciousness, to be a victim of our life, to always be looking to defend ourselves rather than to look at the energy that's all around us as actually the building blocks of everything, including ourselves. So the limited self lives in the mind, and that's why we are in that constant perception issue with, you can't see it, can't measure it, so it's bad, rather than simply saying it's unknown. Let's go into the heart to find some answers about how we feel about that, how we work with that, and how we co-create with it. So my number one is, the unknown is simply energy. All right, it's a flow of energy. Okay, number 2. Well, basically, if we can be open-hearted and open-minded, this is going to go a long way to helping us embrace uncertainty. Now, as I was talking in number 1, limited self, not so much. It really doesn't like anything that it can't control, it can't label, it can't put into a form. And so it will always try and promote a fearful reaction to something that we don't know. So how does the limited self hijack our relationship with the unknown? Well, it stands between us and the unknown, saying it knows and has all the answers about why we should actually fear the unknown, but it doesn't have a whole heap of answers about how to work with it. But the trouble is, with our thought processes in daily life, we often find worry and anxiety ironically comforting, because it's kind of a habitual known quantity that we can sort of think and overthink and keep focusing on in our minds. And it feels often a lot more tangible than actually going, it could be anything, and being open and uplifted by the prospect of an infinite energy source that hasn't got a form yet. So the mind can get us to come and talk to the limited self and then start promoting a lot of worry and a lot of reasons from the limited self's perspective why we shouldn't trust, we need to protect ourselves, and we need to basically automatically fall into fear because we can't see the unlimited and the uncertainty. Therefore, we need to protect ourselves against it. So yes, this is perhaps a little bit of a controversial perspective, but I personally believe that all energy in the consciousness form or the immaterial form is neutral, all right? It's loving consciousness, and as I've said, it's the energy of everything, all right? And for us to look at it as bad, look at it as unhelpful, is not actually in any respect in alignment with the true nature of energy. So it is often a circumstance where we're facing the other relationship, which is the constant in our lives, which is the relationship with change. And again, the limited self is always going to try and hijack us and drag us back into our mind and say, this is unsafe, not, you know, going to help you, and you need to be very wary and fearful of it. So the key is, don't let your limited self start putting labels on the unknown. Yes, you can perceive it as neutral, all right? But also remember, you have the greatest tool at your disposal, which is called free will. So if this unknown starts developing into a form or into an experience that you sense or feel is not appropriate for yourself, then it's really important for you to activate your free will and to say, I have the choice whether I continue this path or not. I have the choice about saying, do I let that one just flow by, or do I allow myself to observe, for example, to stay in my balance point and see where this particular rabbit hole goes. So the key to uncertainty is to see it as an unending flow. All right, and don't let your limited self hijack you into believing that it's automatically bad for you or part of a polarized landscape where it's, you know, things are either good or they're bad. Okay, number three, just because you're open-minded and open-hearted doesn't make you automatically gullible. All right, which is another thing that the limited self uses against us when we're considering uncertain circumstances or there's an uncertainty in our lives. So yes, we always have a choice. And yes, I like the Irish phrase when they say that basically they're implying that a stranger is a friend you haven't met yet. And I like to use that analogy with uncertainty and simply to say that if you're in openness, you are willing and open, and that possibility, that opportunity could easily be that friend that was a stranger, become a friend and walk into your life in a very helpful and supportive way. So that openness is always going to help you because, as we know, the nature of the universe is constant change. So it really does help to work with that constant flow of energy. And we all need energy. We need energy for everything that we do and be in our lives. So being open-hearted and open-minded while recognizing you always have a choice, all right? Even if it's a choice you don't like, you do have a choice, all right? And so uncertainty then moves out of being uncertain into energy, hopefully, and into opportunity, all right? Now, it might not be an opportunity that you agree with or you want to work with. It may not align with your personal truth or your feelings and sentience, but you can still look at it as a perspective that's bringing you constant opportunity. All right, so being open in that way is not gullible, it's not weak, it is flexible, adaptable, and in alignment with the constant flow of change, which is the nature of our universe. Okay, number four. Well, what happens when we judge uncertainty as bad automatically? Well, what we're doing is, if you imagine, you know, a nice river flowing past us, all right, when we start judging or we start automatically resisting or being fearful, then we're creating barriers to that river. Now, if we've had our toes in the river, you know, then there's a little bit of turbulence, but, you know, we're not going to be necessarily in danger in any way. But if we have been standing up in the river and one minute we're open and the next minute we're just like, unknown, boof, shut down, then we could easily get knocked over by the flow. So when we are working with energy and co-creating with energy, it's really important to grow and go with the flow, not because we're following or we're being influenced or manipulated, but because the flow is actually all about our perception. So keeping that perception open and not actively choosing to like close up everything and go from very open to very closed, very open to very closed, simply because we all of a sudden go, it's uncertain, so it's bad. So if you want to co-create with the universe, and I highly recommend you do, because I personally believe everything we do is a co-creation, then it is really important to keep that energy management working well. Because when we have intense resistance, like I'm saying, the universe is a big river and we're a person in that river, all right? So we're highly likely to be kind of knocked over if we resist out and out, out of nowhere, and we're doing it to ourselves. We're causing struggle and difficulty, and we're going to get dragged along by the river rather than swimming harmoniously in a way, or choosing to step out if that's what we want to do and observe. So the key to the unknown is not to actively choose to resist it. And some of us really need to understand that we just do it often because that's a kind of fear reaction, rather than actually saying, look, it's unknown. Yeah, I'm not in, I'm not out, I'm observing. So to keep the balance point, and then the resistance or the fear or the judgment is at a minimum, and it won't actually affect our relationship and our capacity to receive the unlimited energy from the universe. So be open-minded and open-hearted. Yes, remember you've always got a choice. Yes, but also make sure that you are, you know, observing yourself. If you catch yourself automatically thinking, oh gosh, that's not, you know, going to help me, just automatically without even saying, hey, I'm not open-hearted or open-minded. Okay, alrighty. So last one today, number five. I like to say that uncertainty is simply a cousin in the family tree of change. That's one of the analogies I use, simply because it is part of that whole family of the fuel of life, all right, and the connectedness that we all have. Now, as I mentioned in number four, we can resist, we can struggle, we can argue, all right, but if we are in that flow and we allow it to move through, all right, then we're in a situation where we're always going to be in the flow. All right, so we might go, it's not for me, I'll just let it pass. But we're still there, we're still in the flow, and we're being consistently open to opportunity and energizing what we truly want. Okay, so thank you very much for joining me today, and I look forward to seeing you at episode 10. And if you'd like more of this content, then please visit themasteryproject.com and yourtransformationhub.com for some inspiring alternative ways to create that lovely purpose and personal empowerment. Thank you very much.